for me this month. And, you know, that's why I wore my hot red shoes, because, you know, I just thought it was appropriate. Anyway, but, you know, when you turn 60, you start taking measure of your life. Any 60-year-olds in here? Come on, be brave. Be brave. A few token 60-year-olds. Probably you're watching by the web. I know. Anyway, so what happened was, you know, as we age, we start thinking, okay, I have 10, 20 years, very strong strength. What am I going to, how am I going to spend these years of my life? What am I going to do with them? Well, I want to pour into my sons and daughters. As a mother of the nations, you know, I just want to pour into you. We do a roundtable for young emerging women in leadership. They're doing amazing things like Laura Zavala Allred and her Back to Life movement and all these things. You know, these are my daughters that have traveled the world with me. And I'm dreaming dreams for them. Because I'm in that stage where, you know, I start the day with as much strength as I used to have. But during the day, I can tell a difference. Can I say that? So we see this in this passage where David became weary. But there was a next generation that was watching out for David. Watching out for him. And they knew that he had been a giant killer. Yeah, watch this in this passage. And it said, Then Ishbi-benob, who was among the descendants of the giant, the weight of whose spear was 300 shekels of bronze in weight, was girded with a new sword, and he intended to kill David. The son, the descendants, and we'll see as we go down this passage, the descendants of Goliath said, I'm going to avenge my father's death. But what happened, as we see down, and, you know, they were keeping their eye on Goliath, it says, but Abishai helped him and struck the giant and killed him. So Abishai, can you think, there was a giant. These were fierce warriors. But because David had done it, Abishai knew he could do it. You understand this? Not only that, but we see in this passage, four giants were killed by the next generation. Because once you set that precedent, there is an anointing that starts to happen in the heavenlies. There's something that starts happening. The next generation says, I'm going to have double. And the one after that says, oh, no, no, I'm going to have double what you're going to have. And then they get so jealous in the anointing. They feel that anointing of God upon them to make the promise for their generation come into manifestation and fulfill the purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Good preaching, Cindy. Thank you. Okay. We see the second giant. The second giant was another descendant of Goliath, and he was killed in another battle. Giant number three was the namesake of Goliath, and he was killed. Giant number four, I love this, because this unnamed giant was killed by David's own nephew, Jonathan. You know, David had a best friend named Jonathan. And isn't it sweet that his best friend's namesake killed the giant because David had set a mark? Oh, I love this. You know what? I have been looking at you and just loving you all from afar, even those I can't see on the web. I felt so emotional. I said, Lord, I'm dreaming dreams for them. I remember when I was them. And you know, you might even be the Caleb generation. You can begin now. You're not too old to begin. You're never too young and you're never too old, because there's not, you know, the Holy Spirit never ages. Did you get that? That's comforting.